Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. I hope you're having an amazing kickoff to your week. And today, I want to get straight to it. And this literally was my entire day yesterday making food. And if you have listened to this podcast prior, I am not the biggest fan or the biggest meal prepper in the world. It actually annoys me and drives me a little crazy. But also, scrambling around during the week to make healthier choices, to have food available that aren't just like a cheese stick or a hard-boiled egg is challenging, right? With time, we are all running from here, there, and everywhere. We're either running out the door to work, running out the door to a kid's activity, and life is busy. So the more I've become invested in my health journey, the more I've realized that preparing for the week is important. But I do not have 6 hours on a Sunday to dedicate to meal prep. So I wanted to share with you guys what I have been doing and what has been working for me in case it helps you, because I know a lot of us out there are just looking for ways to save time, be efficient, but also to make healthier choices. So I'm going to go through soup to nuts what I made yesterday, and you can modify this obviously to anything of your liking, but I thought it would just paint a really good picture because I did time myself and it was like 2 hours and 10 minutes, and that includes kitchen cleanup. So all my dishes were in the dishwasher, pans were cleaned, all of that in 2 hours. That I can handle. So I woke up a little bit earlier, I got my workout in, and then I went straight to the kitchen after I showered, and I just kind of put my head down, put the TV on for my kids, let them eat breakfast, kind of did the mom thing in between, my husband helping out with doing some stuff. But all in all, it was pretty much all me making the food and kitchen cleanup in like a little over 2 hours. So to me, that is a win. So just to get started, so what I did the night before was, in my mind, I kind of knew what I was going to make. So I took out the meat and put it in the refrigerator so it would be defrosted, or at least half defrosted. And that was a big help too, because if obviously the meat wasn't defrost, that I would have had to have, you know, done that, which would have taken some time. So you want to be a little bit prepared the night before. And the only thing, like I said, that I did was take out the meat that I was going to cook, so it would be on the, you know, defrosted side in the fridge. So first thing I did was I went through the drawers in my refrigerator and I took out any kind of like broccoli bags, green bean bags. I had some peppers in there. I had extra those little tiny cherry tomatoes. So I took all the extra vegetables that were kind of either going to go bad soon or, you know, I just needed to use up. And I put them in glass Pyrex dishes with a little bit of olive oil and my tastefully simple rustic herb seasoning. And I had 2 big dishes of vegetables that I roasted. So I put them in the oven. That was the first thing I did. 2 seconds, honestly, like throw everything in a bin and just put it right in the oven so they could cook while I'm doing everything else. So that was the first thing that I did. The second thing that I did was I took 2 bags of the Cascadian Farm Organic Cauliflower Blend with bell peppers. I put those, they're frozen. I put those in a big pan and just like sauteed it. So that was kind of sauteing, you know, in the background. And the next thing I did was I took the ground turkey. I took 1 pound of ground turkey that I had defrosted the night before. It was almost, it was pretty defrosted. And I put it in a pan next to the cauliflower rice and sauteed that. So sauteing the cauliflower rice, doing the sauteing the ground turkey, also momming and getting my kid a cup or pancake or whatever they're eating for the day. And while I was doing that, I grabbed the seasoning that I was going to put into the cauliflower rice. And what I chose to do this week was Tastefully Simple's Cha-Cha Chili Lime seasoning. It's got a little bit of a spice to it. It's really good. And that's what I kind of like. There's pretty much 2 or 3 seasonings I go to with my cauliflower rice. But you could put anything that, you know, you like in your cauliflower rice and it'll pretty much adapt to it. So did the cauliflower rice, finished up the ground turkey, threw the ground turkey into the cauliflower rice with the cha-cha lime seasoning, and boom, that was 1 dish that was made for the week. I don't like meal prep into the point where I'm putting everything in little containers and measuring it out. I just don't have time for that. It's a little too overwhelming for me to think about. So I just take my glass dish, my Pyrex dish, throw it in there, bam, another meal done for the week. Not even necessarily a meal, but just something that if I'm hungry, I could take a couple of spoons of that, put it in a bowl, maybe add a little bit of shredded cheese to it and a little sriracha, and bam. There's something that's a healthy snack, healthy treat, healthy lunch that I could eat and is easily readily available for me in my refrigerator. So it takes that thinking out of it. The next thing I did was I had taken out the night before a big bag of the Wild Farm chicken thigh strips, which I've talked about before in this episode, but I don't like chicken thighs in general, but I do like these chicken thigh strips. I don't know why, but I just really like them. So I usually have a couple bags of those on hand. So what I did was I took about half the bag and I put it in a skillet with a tiny bit of olive oil, sauteed that to get that cooked. And then I took some of the rest of the vegetables that I had that were left over from roasting them. So I had broccoli, I had some onions in my pantry, so I cut up some onions, and I had a bunch of peppers that I had bought like the week before that were kind of just sitting there, so I cut up those. And I made a stir fry. So put all that together, and what I did was I added this makes a sugar-free stir-fry sauce, so I used that, so it's on the lower sugar side. I added a little bit of salt and pepper, and bam, there's another easy grab-and-go meal. So I had that in a dish. That was done. My cauliflower rice and ground turkey were done. My roasted veggies are still cooking, and then what I did was I like to have bacon on hand for salads or just to throw on top of anything, put it on top of a burger or anything like that. So I took my pound of bacon that was defrosted, I cut it up in a soup pan and just sauteed that in the background while I was, you know, getting stuff ready for the next thing. So that was going in the background. So I'd have bacon for the week. And then what I did, I'm on a huge cabbage kick. So I had a head of organic cabbage, cut that up into little pieces, threw that into a different skillet. And I didn't put any olive oil or anything in that. I just kind of like got it a little bit, I don't know what you call it, like browning it, I guess. But I just threw it in there, kind of tossed it around, got it cooking down. And then in another pan, I was cooking ground hamburger, like a pound of ground hamburger next to it. So what I do is I take my cabbage and keep cooking it, cook the ground hamburger. Then I get some vinegar, and I don't measure this. I kind of just like throw stuff in a little dish and mix it up. I take vinegar, Dijon mustard, spicy mustard, and kind of whip that all together. And you can kind of play with the ratios, but I like probably more the Dijon mustard than the spicy, but I like both the combination of both of them. Then after my cabbage was kind of cooking, I dumped that into the cabbage, mix that up, and then I dumped the ground beef into that. I have no idea why, but it's delicious. I've also used kielbasa to do this sometimes too, but the ground beef was what I had. I didn't have any kielbasa, so we kind of made it work. Again, I just really like to have it on hand. It tastes really good to me, but you can take any vegetable that you like and ground beef and just kind of mix it together and figure out a seasoning that works for it so that you have a big vat of it for the week. So that is kind of what I did. So just to recap, I had roasted vegetables. And at that point, my roasted veggies were pretty much on the tail end of being done. I have the cauliflower ground turkey mix, so it has like a spicy, kind of a spicy kick to it. And that's also great to like add to like lettuce wraps or something, or throw on a salad too. Then I have the stir fry with my chicken thigh strips and my veggies. I have cabbage and ground beef. I have a bag of bacon for the week. Oh, and the other thing I did was I had that Wild Fork ground turkey strips bag. I had used half of it in the stir fry. I ended up cooking the rest of it so that it would be readily available for salads or lettuce wraps or just to have some extra protein on something. And what I did was I put the Jamaican Jerk Flavor God seasoning on that. So that would just be kind of a extra protein sitting in a dish in my refrigerator for when I needed that as well. So all in all, like I said, a little over 2 hours, and I feel confident that I have something to grab for the next at least 5 days of the busy week. And that makes me feel so happy because it's so stressful thinking about what you're going to grab to eat when you're trying to make healthier choices. It's so easy to fall off when you don't have something easily available. Like, I know obviously you can go scramble some eggs, or you can grab some lunch meat, or you can do other things. But to me, just to know, like, I feel so much more at peace knowing that those things are ready in my refrigerator. I didn't waste my entire Sunday doing it. And that's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks. This was literally my 2-hour scenario yesterday. And I just thought it was really valuable to share with you guys that you can meal prep and it doesn't need to take the whole Sunday. Because if you're a busy mom, you don't have all Sunday. I don't know how people do that. I don't know, because I just don't have much time on Sundays, especially as activities start to kick in really in the spring and summer. I might have to cut it down to 1 hour and I'm going to figure out ways to make it work. So I hope this episode helps you. Like I said, you can tweak any of this to your liking, but I find that it just, like I said, brings me peace, and I feel confident that my week ahead is going to be a healthier one, knowing that I have this food ready for me. So I hope you guys all have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon.